And now this is a dictation for Patricia Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, April 18, 32, addresses a letter to Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Ullman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, 773-5061. Dear Mrs. Ullman, a follow-up for Mrs. Baldwin, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidney on the left side, the last visit in November. We did a video conference with the participation of the daughter, Dana, D-O-N-N-A. She was evaluated in the hospital, McLaren, Mount Pleasant, March 29 to March 30. After fall, was in the floor for 6 hours, treated for rhabdomyolysis, did not require dialysis, received hydration, released home, days later, CHF, treated in the hospital again, no heart attack, no stroke, no blood transfusion. Recently, also another episode of CHF requiring emergency room evaluation. At home, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. Weight fluctuates between 169 and 171 stable, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, has nocturia, incontinence, frequency, urgency, but no cloudiness of blood. Says to be eating well, present edema has resolved, no prior from lying down, left ankle outside the cubiti is in the process of healing, presently no antibiotics. There are multiple bruises, but no bleeding nose gums, denies headaches, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies the use of oxygen, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND. In the hospital, no stroke, no heart attack, pneumonia, UTI or sepsis, no blood transfusion, no dialysis. She has atrial fibrillation, has been on anticoagulation Eliquis, previously Coumadine, and follows with Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Next paragraph, medication list review, bisoprolol, HCTC, ACE inhibitors, eye drops, Eliquis, aspirin, medications for memory issues. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 129.90. She is an elderly lady, hard of hearing, but daughter helps to relay the questions. Her speech appears normal. She is not on any respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry. She is very pleasant, has memory issues, dementia. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry that I have is April 25, at that time creatinine 1.2, which is still within baseline. Sodium potassium acid base was normal. Present GFR 39, stage 3B. A normal calcium albumin. Liver function tests were not elevated. Albumin low normal. Anemia 12.5. Macro, MACR, macrocytosis 100. A normal platelet count. I review discharge summary from the rhabdomyolysis and later on from the CHF. In that opportunity, chest X-ray shows some degree of volume overload. Coronavirus was negative. A plus of protein, moderate for blood, 3 to 5 white blood cells. Influenza A was positive. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent CHF exacerbation, preserved ejection fraction, continuous salt fluid restriction, continue watching daily weights, presently not on any loop diuretics, only for blood pressure, HCTC, and others. Next number. CKD stage 3B, presently stable, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, and CHF appears to be well controlled. Next number, a small kidney on the left side without obstruction. Next number, chronic urinary incontinence and bladder prolapse. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated Eliquis. Next number, dementia stable. Next number, recent fall rhabdomyolysis. Next number, recent influenza A. At this moment, there is no indication for changes of diet for potassium, no indication for bicarbonate. Monitor phosphorus, normal phosphorus, no indication for binders. We do anemia treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. We will follow with you. All issues discussed with the patient and the doctor. End of dictation.